Now, the only caveat about this is the Angels get this too. That's why we were really pushing about the OA, which is about the talk about a droll, glib, cliched archetype. Now, there's you one that you got to run around here and grunt like a whore, like a hog in rut. Grunt and pull and twist and flop and flip and tick and tack and silliest damn thing. You think there's on them opiates. You think there's on them crack. He's on the crack cocaine.
No, that's lather, rinse, repeat, Ion. That's reinforcing.
Okay. But the point, the power that we're grasping right now. A point allows you to engage at the very crucible that moves the angel. That's what the OA is for.
Yeah.
Not just an angel, the original angel.
If the better we get at commanding the angels, the better chance you got.
The better chance you got of making it to ascend before they kill you dead as a stack of hammers. Oh yeah, did you mention
that? They're gonna come at me even harder. That explains a few things, doesn't it?
You better know it, and that's what we've been trying to say. Now we hold them back here, and we hold them back there, and we've done a few things here and there, but then people get all high and mighty, and oh, well I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna do this. I don't think I should have to listen to that damn music. I don't really like that music, so I'm just gonna do what I wanted to do. And y'all can do this, that, or, and if it suits me, then I guess I might show up for answering damn Bob's questions. Why do I?
The better we get at commanding the language of the angels, we want to play that music to set the frequency, to keep the frequency at a certain level or to maintain some level of frequency.
It keeps them at bay, so you have a chance.
It's like pesticide, angelside.
Roundup.
Repellent.
Roundup.